Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Stay tuned now as we talk about cars that might become light planes. Welcome, everyone, wherever you are. If you have your magazine, look at page 36. If you're driving a car or flying a light plane, you might not want to read the magazine. You better keep your eyes on the road. And this is a very good subject, I think, for men, because they would probably be the first ones that want to try this. That's what I think, Bill. What do you think?
I think you're right, Doris. Men have a tendency to do things like this, take risks.
They're crazy about cars anyway, aren't they?
Cars and planes. We think about the macho fighter pilot going up and testing airplanes.
What about you, Simon? What do you think? Do you think it's kind of a men's article in a way?
I don't want to talk about this part right now because I think there's lots of girls out there who would love to fly their car off the road and into the sky.
Well, maybe so, but I kind of feel it would be a little bit dangerous with some of you guys flying around there off the road. I think I'll just stay right down on the road. But it's an interesting concept, and it's not a new one. You know, in Studio Classroom, years ago, we talked about cars that could fly and things like this, but it just hasn't really worked out very well. Bill, is there any reason for that?
Well, technology is the first thing, Doris. People have been trying to marry together cars and other functions. For instance, cars that can be boats. We've seen those too. But that's a little bit easier to deal with. But this car being an airplane, it's just a technological problem. They haven't been able to bring together as far as being lightweight enough. That's one issue. And also making it cost effective.
Well, these are very expensive. And it's just a few days before Christmas. And some people are trying to think of what to give to their boyfriend. I think this is too expensive for a Christmas present. It's going to be $80,000 before you get through. So think twice about it. Right, Simon?
That's right. There's probably some safety issues, too.
Oh, I would
think
so.
I don't know if you want everybody flying up into the sky because
it's bad enough having motorcycles all around you, isn't it?
Well, what do you do in a traffic jam when it's up in the sky? You know,
that's scary. But anyway, before Christmas, it's going to be fun to have a different kind of an article. But remember, this is a Christmas season, and we hope that we'll see a lot of you in the rallies that we're going to be having locally, and we hope you're going to have a great season. But I don't think you want to give anybody one of these for a Christmas present. But we will talk about them, though, Bill.
Right, and we're talking about firms developing light planes that convert to car motorcycle on page 36. And actually, convert is an interesting word, Doris. That means when something can change from one thing to the other. So we convert. That's the verb form of conversion.
Well, and conversion is another thing that we're going to talk about, the word morphs later on. And when you change from one thing to another, you can make a complete change, or you can have it just sort of go into that. We had that word morphs as our vocabulary word. What do you mean to morph?
Morph, just like change, just like Bill said, it means you start as one thing and then you go through a process of change and you end up something else. Sometimes we might say like a caterpillar morphs into a butterfly.
Okay, that's a good example. And sometimes we see a lot of things on TV and movies now where a person morphs into a dragon or something. I think that takes some kind of special artistic morphing, doesn't it? You know, we do a lot of things that we call morphing nowadays by making one thing become something else in a very unusual way, I think.
And you mentioned TV and movies, Doris, and I'm thinking about James Bond. I've always seen in James Bond movies his car morphs or converts either into a boat that can zip across the water, and often his vehicle will morph into a flying helicopter or jet or something like that. It's cool fantasy, but the reality is much more difficult to achieve.
So if you look at page 36 right now, we're going to read the first column, and we're going to talk about the latest aviation technology, and it's going to be about, what do we call the name of that one, Simon?
The Terrafugia.
And it's going to be the Transition Rotable Aircraft. That sounds like a good thing to talk about today. So let's read about it first.
Firms developing light planes that can convert to car, motorcycle. Among the latest in aviation technology are Terrafugia's Transition Rotable Aircraft and Samson Motors' Flying Motorcycle, dubbed the Switchblade. Terrafugia plans to deliver Transitions by the end of 2011, said Carl Dietrich, CEO of Terrafugia, which translates roughly in Latin to escape the Earth. We're the only light sport aircraft where you know you won't get stuck by the weather, Dietrich said as he sat in the cockpit car and pushed a button to retract the wings. With the white wings folded in half and tucked close, the Transition will fit into a single parking space. It cruises at 115 miles per hour with a 100 horsepower engine and fixed pitch rear propeller. The cockpit features a throttle, control stick, and floor pedals. The control stick telescopes into the floor when it morphs into a car. The cargo area is big enough to hold golf clubs and an overnight bag.
Now, all of you people listening to Advance know that we like to bring you the latest on things. That's why you like to keep on studying with Advance, because you want to hear the latest in medical things, the latest in health. And now we're talking about the latest in aviation technology. Remember, you heard it on Advance Studio Classroom. And the latest is a rotable aircraft. And I'm going to ask Simon to explain more about this Transition.
That's right. Some of our listeners might be familiar with the term flying car. Are you too familiar with that term?
I've heard about it.
Right? You've heard the idea is you have
a car. I've seen cartoons, too.
That just flies up into the sky. Some wings shoot out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difference between these things we're talking about today and flying cars is that these are not really cars that can fly. These are aircraft that can drive on the road.
Well, that's a big difference.
It is a big difference, and that's why they call these rotable aircraft. The idea being you can't just take off into the sky when you're driving down the street because you hit a traffic jam.
That's a big disappointment. I was thinking it would be nice if your cars, when there's a lot of traffic, I'd like to just fly right over them, wouldn't you?
That would be the really convenient part of having a flying car, I suppose.
Unless everybody was doing it, and then you might have a few crashes in the air.
Some traffic problems in the sky.
Well, you make a good point, Simon, because we were talking about that before the program, and what you were saying is, and the requirement is that you need an airport to take off with these. You cannot take off like out on the freeway.
That's right. And it's more than that. You need to have a pilot's license to fly it and a driver's license to drive it.
Right.
So you need separate licenses to operate it. If you want to take off, you have to take off from an airport. You need to file a flight plan, and then you need to land at an airport.
Right.
Well, that makes more sense. I'm glad to hear that, because otherwise it would be a big mess up there and there with everybody just flying around. They'd be hitting telephone poles and wires and each other. That would be a big mess, wouldn't it?
It would.
It would be chaos. You'd have people – just imagine the city streets as you see them now and that being elevated up in the air.
I can't imagine that.
When you imagine some of the situations that we see every day on the road, somebody who's broken down pulls their vehicle over to the side of the road. You can't just pull over if your car breaks down while it's flying through the air, right?
Scary, right. So. But this isn't an aviation technology thing. I was talking about planes then. It's a rotable aircraft. So it's not a flying car. It's a rotable aircraft.
Right, and that's pictured right there at the bottom of page 36, Doris. That is Terrafugia's flying car or driving airplane. And actually, they did have a test flight that you can even go to their website. We've got their website listed, and you can see a video of their test flight. So it actually has been up in the air. They have to work out some things.
Well, that's good, because we do need roads and transportation, and man has often tried to think of other ways to make something have more than one use, like these cars that are amphibious that go in the water, and you can get those in a lot of cities. You'll be driving around the city, and they'll go across the lake, because a car can also be a boat. So a car can be a boat, or a boat can be a car, plane can be a car. In other words, when we want transportation, we want to not have to switch from one vehicle to another. We want something that'll do double duty, it sounds like to me.
That's right. And they actually mention a little further down in the article, he says this is the only light sport aircraft where you know you won't get stuck by the weather. And one of the things they really emphasize on their webpage is that the idea of this car is that if you are a weekend pilot and you go on a trip somewhere, and while you're there, you find yourself with some really bad weather that prevents you from flying, then as an alternative, you can just drive your aircraft home.
Hmm, that's interesting.
That's actually a good idea, because you can imagine a lot of people that might buy this may not be the most experienced pilots out there, and so it's probably a good thing they're not flying through severe weather. Plus, it's a very small aircraft, and so it's going to get knocked around in bad weather. It's going to be very dangerous up there.
Well, whether you like it or not, they plan to have this thing by the end of 2011. It's coming up pretty soon. And the CEO of this company says they're going to escape the Earth. You might not be escaping it very far, but you're getting above the Earth a little bit, right?
At least 30 feet.
30 feet above the Earth,
based upon their test flight. I underlined translates roughly, Doris, and just that's a term that we have in English. When we say something translates roughly, what we mean is kind of means. It doesn't mean it exactly translates to. When we say translates roughly,
It has this meaning to it, right?
Right.
And he says that they're only a light sport aircraft anyway, and you won't get stuck by the weather, and you can be a plane or you can be a car. And if you have to be a car and go home in the car, then you have to push a button and pull the wings in. To retract just means to pull them in. Now, it talks about the white wings folded in half and tucked close. Maybe you can see that if you look at the website. It's probably better to watch it than it is to talk about it.
That's right. There's a top right picture of the car pulled up at a gas station there, and you can see it with its wings folded up against the back of the car. One of the interesting things about this car is that you just need normal car gasoline. And so you can drive it to the gas station.
I think that people at the gas station would be surprised to see it if it looks like that picture, though.
That's right. They might not know what it is.
A little strange looking. But it cruises at about 115 miles an hour, and some people drive about 90 miles per hour, so it's not too much faster than the car sometimes, right? But it says it has a 100-horsepower engine, and it says the fixed-pitch rear propeller. Does that just mean that it will keep it more stabilized or what?
Well, you know, normally when you see a picture of a small aircraft, we see the propeller on the front.
Mm-hmm.
But this propeller, it's on the back of the car. And so it actually pushes this rotable aircraft through the air.
But they do talk about a cockpit, and that's what you see on a plane. So that's what gets back to the plane part. What is actually in the cockpit, or where the pilot or the driver sits?
Yeah, that would be just where you would sit, where you're driving, Doris, in an airplane. We call it the cockpit. And it actually features both tools that you need. You've got the steering wheel for driving the car and gas pedals, but then you've also got a throttle, control stick, and floor pedals for controlling it during flight. And it's kind of interesting when you see the video. They move up and down depending on which ones you need, whether you're driving or flying.
So do they actually disappear, Bill, when you're not using that set of controls?
Well, that's actually what the word telescopes means right there in that next sentence in line 17 and 18, Simon. The control stick telescopes, which means it kind of like shrinks down into itself. And it actually does disappear, gets out of the way when you're not using it.
So it changes into, or it morphs into, a car. It was a plane, and now we're pulling in the wings. We're putting these things back into, they're kind of shrinking together. And now all of a sudden, it's a car again. And it's big enough to hold golf clubs in an overnight bag, which is not very big.
No, it is very small. And you can see in the pictures there, it really holds at most maybe two people, a small storage area, things like that. So it really is a hobby aircraft.
It certainly is. Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about how it works. And I think before you want to spend about $80,000 on it, you should find out more about it, Simon. So let's read the rest of the article.
Samson Motors Switchblade will be an experimental class kit for home builders with an anticipated price of $60,000 plus an additional $20,000 for engine and avionics. It's expensive, but it's two things, a motorcycle and a plane, said company owner and CEO Sam Bosfield, noting that the cost to rent hangar space would pay for the Switchblade in 10 years. The three-wheel Switchblade would carry two people, plus 50 pounds of cargo, and top out at 160 miles per hour in the air, with retractable wings that close like a pocket knife on a composite frame. Fuel use would range from more than 60 miles per gallon on highways and 22 miles per gallon in the air. Bosfield anticipates the kits will be ready for sale in 2 years.
Well, there's more than one company, it seems like, working on this, Bill.
Right. We learned in our first reading about Terrafugia's transition rotable aircraft, but now we're going to talk about Samson Motors' flying motorcycle, which is dubbed the Switchblade. We had that word dubbed in the first reading. Dubbed means just when we give something a name. Switchblade is the brand, is the style name of their motorcycle.
That sounds pretty dangerous to me. A switchblade knife is a knife that you can pull out different blades and put them back in. I guess you can put the wings out and put them back in, so that's why they call it a switchblade, right?
I think that's the idea, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually, the switchblade is a play on words regarding the wings, because they actually, they fold in like a pocket knife, we find out later in the reading. And in fact, Doris, I mentioned the website for Terrafugia's plane. You can also go to the website we have listed for Samson's Motors Switchblade and see how the wings actually fold in.
So I think it might be interesting for you to check some of that out. They're talking a little bit here about what they call a experimental class kit for home builders. Now, somebody can do this at their home, is that right?
That's right. There are a number of differences between the Switchblade and the Transition. One of them, of course, is that you get the Transition from the company. They bring it to you. Mm. The Switchblade, it comes to you in little parts and pieces.
Uh-oh.
And the idea is that people build it at their homes.
That sounds a little bit scary to me. Getting something you build at your home and fly it?
You know, I have a hard time building model cars having them stay together. So I don't know that I'd try an airplane.
Would anybody ever do this?
As a matter of fact, I had a neighbor growing up who built a tiny little hobby aircraft in his basement.
His basement?
Well, he spent years and years working on it as a hobby. He put all the pieces together. I hope he followed the instructions that came with it. And when he was done, it was too big to get out, so we had to take out the wall.
Really?
Remove the wall of the house and pull the airplane out.
He forgot to take it out before he put the wings on, maybe, huh?
Well, I remember as a child, maybe he didn't want to, try twice. It was so difficult the first time to get the wings on, he didn't want to take them off again. I don't know.
So it just stayed in his basement then?
Oh, no. He took he removed one of the walls and slid the aircraft out.
Did he ever take it up in the air?
That's what I wondered.
I don't know.
You didn't ride in it anyway.
I didn't ride in it.
No.
I had a former relative, Doris, who also bought a kit. I mean, this is hard to believe probably for our listeners that people can buy airplane kits.
It is.
And this cousin had bought this airplane kit to build this plane. There was no way I was ever going to go up in this with this guy. But one of the interesting things about it was that he also had this huge parachute attached to this thing.
Okay.
So just in case.
Well, you hope that the parachute would go off. I hope that wasn't a do-it-yourself kit.
Well,
buy a parachute.
The parachute. The do-it-yourself parachute.
No, the parachute was for the entire plane.
Oh, okay.
In case he had like an engine failure.
It's interesting. We don't mention that in the article, but that is one of the safety options that people who buy the transition have. They can opt for a parachute.
Yeah, it will be for the whole plane.
Folds out and lets the whole plane.
I think that would be a safety feature.
Down.
It's better than airbags, right?
I'm still not going up in it.
Well, you know, it is expensive, but, you know, it's two things, though. It's a motorcycle and a plane. It's more like a three-wheeler, actually. But the company owner says this, that the cost to rent the hangar space would pay for it in about 10 years. Now, a hangar is a parking lot for airplanes. Now, if you have one of these kind of a plane car things or rotable aircraft, do you have to park them at the airport in a hangar and pay rent for that or not?
Well, I think that's always an option. But the idea behind these rotable vehicles, rotable aircraft, is that you can take them home and they fold up so that you can put them in a normal parking space. You can
just
park it in the garage. Yeah.
Hey, Doris, I just want to mention, we were talking about avionics, that one word up there in line four. A lot of our listeners may not know what that is, Simon.
Oh, that's right. You'll notice up there in line three and four, it mentions that there are really two things you have to pay for. You have to pay $60,000 for the basic kit and $20,000 for the engine and avionics. Avionics is a word, it's really two words put together, aviation and electronics. So the avionics is all of the electrical parts that go into the aircraft.
Well, that sounds very complicated and also a little bit dangerous. But anyway, it's a three-wheel switchblade, and they could carry two people plus 50 pounds of cargo, and they can go out 160 miles an hour in the air. Sounds pretty fast compared to the other one. Retractable wings that close like a pocket knife on this frame that's put together, a composite, just put together a frame. And what about the fuel?
Well, the fuel is interesting. I believe it's the same like gasoline that you could use on the other plane, just pull into a gas station and get it. You get good mileage, 60 miles per gallon on the highways, and up in the air, it's not bad either, 22 miles per gallon. Doris, one thing I want to mention, and this really doesn't look like a motorcycle. They call it a motorcycle, but it's this...
like a three-wheel motorcycle.
It's like a three-wheel thing. It won't look like any motorcycle any of our listeners have ever seen.
Well, if you want to save your money up, Bill, they're going to be ready in about 2 years, so you got time to save up for one. But, but I think we do have a little feature on this today.
Yes, we do.
Quick, James! The bad guys are catching up to us!
Don't worry, my dear. Just push that little red button on the right.
You mean this one?
No, that's the one on the left. That button causes the wings to retract.
So this button on the right causes the wings to open?
Yes, push it now. There's no time to lose.
Wow, it really works! This car has wings!
Why should that surprise you, dear? After all, I am Bond. James Bond.
Oh, James. But you might want to pull up the car, or plane, now. We're about to run into that bank building.
Hold on, sweetie.
Jeez, that was a close one.
Yes, but there's no time to relax. Look in the rearview mirror.
Hey, the bad guys are driving cars that can convert to planes, too. And they're right on our tail.
Nothing to worry about, dear. The bad guys don't have cars that can convert to submarines like this one can.
Oh, that's why you're flying towards the bay.
Exactly. Push that red button on the left now.
This one?
No, that's the button that ejects us from our seats. Push the one you asked me about earlier. The one that retracts the wings.
Okay. Well, now what?
Now, pull that orange handle above you. Pull it hard.
I can't, James. I'm not strong enough.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to tell you to unlock the handle first. Now try to pull it.
Got it.
Yes, and now we're ready to plunge into the bay in our waterproof vehicle.
Oh, James, you've thought of everything.
Well, Doris, one thing I would recommend to all of our listeners again is you can see the websites on both of those planes. Go to them. Click on, and they do have videos there. It's actually quite interesting to see the shape and, you know, the owners describe how they work.
And, Simon, these actually are real products. So they're not just toys, though.
That's right. They are real products. And the interesting thing is that these are probably among the first roadable aircraft that are commercially available. So people can just buy them and take them home right out of the factory.
But, you know, I noticed you were kind of smiling when you said that. But, you know, we don't take these things that seriously. But some people do, and some people are going to look forward to getting
those.
That's
right. Well, and the transition in particular already has a list of people who have ordered it and paid deposits to receive it.
Is that right?
You know, Doris, I'm just thinking, we're still in the experimental mode with flying cars, and it just made me think back to more than 100 years ago. You see those old videos of the first airplanes, and
I don't even think they had videos 100 years ago.
They looked like jokes, right, some of those planes.
Yeah, they did.
This is this crazy thing. And in the same way, these are kind of crazy, but this is just a step in the process. Eventually, we will get to a really high-quality flying car that's safe and affordable and everything.
I think we'll just go for those wings that you put on your back and fly around yourself. You know, I mean, that would be just as easy.
Well, there, you know, remember a guy did that last year in France.
Right.
He flew across the English Channel. He had wings and a jetpack on his back.
Yeah, and that's fun, too.
But I think you need that to get around with your busy schedule.
I've got to study more aviatronics before I do that.
Have to talk to the prop people from the TV show, see if they can help us out.
Right. Well, it's been fun. And thanks for coming, Simon, and then thank you, Bill. And the rest of you who are listening in to advanced class, remember, you can keep up your vocabulary, and you can have a good time every day with listening to advanced. So be sure and be with us again tomorrow and check our websites. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.